Greetings, and welcome to the Taking the High Ground podcast with your gratitude guru, Lauren Kell, where we plumb the depths of how gratitude is our soul's purpose and that everything is connected. This podcast explores the life lessons that we can learn from our everyday life experiences, challenges, or even the objects we surround ourselves with. Together, let's climb to new heights using gratitude as our guide while personally stretching ourselves to conquer the mountains that stand before us. Grab your imagination, maybe a cup of coffee, and let's take the high ground. Good morning. It's a new day. It's a really good new morning. Today, I'm feeling grateful. Have you, or do you ever have those sort of kind of days? You're probably thinking, what is he talking about? Let me explain. A sort of kind of day is one of those days when you sort of feel like this or sort of feel like that. Not really up, but not really down. Just kind of all around. Yesterday became like that for me somewhat. The good news is that I had the tools to assess and sort out the sort of going on. I was able to process, consider, feel, and let go of those thoughts that were causing me to feel blah. The emotions weren't bad or negative at all. They were feelings of deep love and consideration for others. But at the same time, it was my ego sowing divergent thoughts telling me how much I miss these others and how my heart should feel empty in their absence. It is those types of thoughts that cause the sort of kind of days, when you sort of feel happy or joyful or sort of feel grateful and peaceful. But there's the old ego that sows those conflicting thoughts into your mind and heart that cause the case of the blahs. But that's okay. We're all on a journey, and sometimes we need to be reminded that we're human. Superhuman, yes, but still human. I'm so thankful for the ego, as in my estimate, it's like the weights at the gym. If we only have pure joy, pure love, and pure gratitude all the time, we will never get stronger. It would be like exercising without resistance. Nope, that's the job of the ego. It creates the resistance, like the weights, to strengthen our resolve and strengthen our will to choose what we want to feel. Then we can actively and peacefully sort out the sort of and hold fast to what is true. For me, yesterday, it was the realization of the absence making my own heart grow fonder, as the saying goes. My ego wanted to resist me and tell me absence was negative. Nope, my absence yesterday bore in me a deeper sense of love and gratitude for those whom I miss or love or haven't spoken to in a while. Nostalgia can sometimes do a number on us if we fail to climb out of the sort of hole into the light of gratitude and appreciation. The tools I had to process the case of the sort ofs were tools that we all have inherent inside each and every one of us. They are the tools of self-reflection, self-identification, self-assessment, and the ability to be the observer of my own thoughts and emotions. These tools help me to be able to assess what is and what is really not, but my ego wants me to think so. Before recording these audios, I write them, and I do so from a flow state. I don't pre-prep or plan them. It's just what's on my heart at the given moment. As I write this script, what came to my mind and weighs in my heart is the intuitive feeling or thought to say to whomever might be needing this audio today, you are extravagantly loved, exceedingly abundantly more than you can ever ask or imagine. You aren't alone. You may be by yourself, but that isn't necessarily alone. Close your eyes, breathe deep. Place your hands on your heart and allow yourself to feel and accept the love with gratitude. Go inside, resist the resistance of the ego to make the mind race, and know that you are a most important part of this miracle we call humanity. I don't have to know you, but that doesn't matter. I love you anyway. We are all one, one humanity. So to not love others is to fail to love ourselves. Today, sort out the sort of coming from the ego, and just feel the love and peace and kindness and joy and gratitude that you and I were created to feel and share it with others. Strive to be grateful. It was Cicero who said, "Gratitude is not only the greatest of virtues, but the parent for all others." Sorry I rabbit trailed a bit, but I felt like I needed to share the love with someone, whomever you might be. Mad love.